4 more years. Okay, that means one more presidential scandal, at least. Cynical? Perhaps. But after coming of age in the 1980s and 90s, it's what I've come to expect. My high school history class basically taught me I was destined to be a political cynic as an adult. It was all Richard Nixon's doing, the textbook explained. After Watergate, Americans stopped trusting their presidents as much. And from what I've seen, the longer they stay in office, the worse things get. Both two-termers I've seen through office battled scandals that only grew worse in their second 4 years. President Reagan dealt with Irangate in the 80s, and Clinton in the 90s juggled Whitewatergate and Monicagate. Is there any reason to expect President Bush won't join the Gate Club, maybe even for a triple hit? Wait a minute, you might say. The president hasn't even been accused of any wrongdoing yet. Doesn't matter, I say. If Clinton's experience demonstrates anything, it's that a scandal can be based as much on what a president's enemies think he did wrong as what he actually did wrong. In other words, if enough people don't like you as president, you've probably already committed a crime. And President Bush has made a lot of enemies. There are other historical indicators as well. Small negative news stories from presidents' first terms have a way of erupting into full-on scandals in their second. For Reagan, it was the increase in American arms sales to Iran, a minor story in 1982. But shortly after his reelection, those arms sales were found to have illegally financed the Nicaraguan Contras. Reagan had a major scandal on his hands that would dog his presidency till the end. And in the 90s, there was Bill Clinton. In his first term, he dealt with allegations of investment fraud in an Arkansas land deal called Whitewater. The investigation faltered for lack of evidence. But thanks to the Monica Lewinsky debacle, the investigation was resurrected in Clinton's second term. He was ultimately cleared of any wrongdoing on Whitewater, but not before he was impeached for telling a grand jury he hadn't had sex with Monica Lewinsky. Clinton spent the remainder of his presidency under a cloud of scandal. So what does this all have to do with President Bush, you might ask? Well, there are plenty of unfinished stories from his first term. For example, have we really heard the last word on the faulty intelligence on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction? Or have we gotten to the bottom of why Halliburton got so many exclusive, no-bid contracts to rebuild that country? If the dead wood that collects in a president's first term feeds the flames in the second, there's plenty of fuel for a fire underneath this sitting president. This is Tebow Wirth for Annenberg Radio News.